I'm not an old codger, yet, but when I got into politics 32 years ago, things were a lot different. Then almost everything depended upon people. Sure, we paid for some ads, but mostly volunteers made the difference in campaigns. My first race for the Oregon legislature was in Washington County. I raised $4,000. In this year's election, two candidates for the state senate from that county raised and spent nearly $1 million. The difference, dear listener, isn't inflation, it's influence from pressure groups trying to buy friends in Salem. When I first ran, we transformed hundreds of private homes into letter stuffing factories. At card tables, some workers dangled postage stamps around their necks like Hawaiian leis. They were the postmasters and sat at the end of the production line. Up the line, others would address the envelopes. Still others would fold and stuff the letters. And finally, the postmasters would attach stamps and load the letters into boxes for mailing. I remember one such table manned by a local banker, a union agent, a farmer, an environmentalist, and a retired teacher. They had a rollicking good time and still outpaced the other tables. When election night arrived, these workers and others like them owned part of the election victory, and they knew it. Not organized pressure groups, just those ordinary citizens. And the thought of it empowered them. In 1968, Gene McCarthy's presidential campaign bussed in college students to canvass whole towns in Oregon. By the thousands, we put them up in homes of other supporters who provided a warm bed and a hot meal. Unlike today, few complained then that politics was beyond their power to influence. Today, young people are used for opposition research, where they spend hours in the courtroom digging up dirt on their opponents. They're being taught that politics is a destruction derby. And then there are push polls, which aren't polls at all. Here, opposition research kicks in, and undecided voters are asked something like this. If you knew that candidate Jones's wife divorced him for mental cruelty, would that make a difference to your vote? It's covert. It tells only one side of the story. It gives unwary candidates no chance to defend themselves. And it's deadly effective. As the recent election shows, modern politics is meaner, trickier, and more detached than ever from ordinary citizens who might otherwise want to get involved. Maybe I have grown old. After this year's campaign, I sure feel like it. This is Les Aucoin.